It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
R. Kelly's legal team is now claiming that the reason their client lost his sexual abuse cases is because of a learning disability. Kelly's attorneys claim that Kelly can't read and therefore is not able to read the legal documents and take the appropriate steps to complete what was asked of him. The woman filing the sexual abuse case ultimately won, but Kelly's legal team is asking the court to vacate the decision. A follow-up to Surviving R. Kelly is now reportedly on the way, according to Lifetime. It's going to be a new two-hour special called Surviving R. Kelly, The Impact, and it will be hosted by Soledad O'Brien, who will look at the R. Kelly case as a whole and discuss the charges and changes in conversations about sexual assault that have been brought on since the release of the documentary. It will air on May 4th on Lifetime at 10 p.m.
If R. Kelly can't read, which is possible, some people are dyslexic or have issues, legal team is supposed to look over the legal stuff for you.
Yeah, not a good excuse. Avengers Endgame is the biggest movie in the world, setting several new records in the process. The star-studded superhero movie opened in first place in North America with a record $350 million, smashing the previous record of $257.7 million set by Avengers Infinity War last year. It also took in a record $859 million internationally for $1.2 billion total global haul, which is also a record. Captain Marvel moved up two spots to second place this weekend with 8.7 million. Denise Richards, now 48 years old, has three daughters under the age of 16 and says that one of them just discovered that their mom engaged in some pretty sexy race scenes or racy sex scenes in the 1998 erotic thriller Wild Things. The former model shares 15-year-old Sammy and 13-year-old Lola with ex-husband Charlie Sheen. She also has an adopted 7-year-old named Eloise. And without revealing which daughter it was, she did tell Yahoo Lifestyle Australia that one of her kids' favorites one of her kids' friends discovered the film, particularly her topless poolside makeout session with Neve Campbell, and they ended up telling her daughter about it. She said, "I definitely did not give my daughters a copy of Wild Things. I told them I don't want you guys watching this because one of my daughters brought it up to me and I was shocked. A couple of friends had told her about it and I just said to her, I would appreciate it if you didn't watch it because it's not age appropriate. But just because Denise has rules for her kids doesn't mean that she regrets participating in the film," which, by the way, if you don't remember, she also has a steamy threesome with Campbell and Matt Dillon. She told her girls, "It was a movie I did. It was a script I loved. It's me being creative. I worked with amazing actors. And one day, if you see it, you may not agree with my decisions, but that's what mom decided to do."
I don't think I'd want to see my mom's boobs again. So yeah. I'd probably pass.
If my friends told me that my mom or dad had done something like that, I'm not going to look it up to watch it. I'm shocked that her teenage daughters even looked it up.
Yeah, that I would not.
But there is curiosity, though, too. There is curiosity.
I was going to say, sometimes, like, you don't always watch it because you're interested. You watch it because you're intrigued. Like, a lot of celebrities like sex tapes. You don't want to see it, but you're intrigued.
Coming up in about an hour, what to expect from Taylor Swift this week.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.